Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to another News in Focus podcast on Sunday morning, just minutes before preaching here at Berean. Want to call to your attention a comment that the President of the United States made while speaking at Rhode Island College in Providence, Rhode Island. I'm going to pause the microphone and pause my recording in just a moment and let you listen to our president and hear his own words, and then we will talk about it in just a moment.
Someone, usually mom, leaves the workplace to stay home with the kids, which then leaves her earning a lower wage for the rest of her life as a result. And that's not a choice we want Americans to make. So let's make this happen. By the end of this decade, let's enroll 6 million children in high-quality preschool and
All right, so there you have it. That's the President of the United States talking to us about moms not staying at home with their children. I'm going to read the quote just so that we are absolutely clear on what he said. Sometimes someone, usually mom, leaves the workplace to stay at home with the kids, which then leaves her earning a lower wage for the rest of her life as a result. And that's not a choice we want Americans to make, Obama said. So let's make this happen, all right? This is what we need to make happen, according to the president. He says, let's make this happen. By the end of this decade, let's enroll 6 million children in high-quality preschool, and let's make sure that we are making America stronger. So I want you to get the linkage between what the president is saying here. And I don't think I'm taking him out of context, and I don't think that I'm disrespecting him, but from his perspective, moms staying home with their children and raising them in a home is not going to make America stronger. What's going to make America stronger is getting children away from mom as soon as possible into a preschool program. And we will assume, for the sake of discussion, that he's talking about a government preschool program where the child care will be subsidized so that mom can stay in the workforce. So she only temporarily leaves the workforce for the most minimum amount of time and then is reintegrated into the workforce as fast as possible. So you really get the perspective that it's kind of unfortunate that she has to have children, but since a nation needs children, it's a necessary evil that we understand she's got to be the one that does it. But as soon as possible, we want to make it so that she is right back in the workforce, and so stay at home moms. Now that's the least preferred scenario. What's most preferred is that the government has an opportunity to begin influencing the child as early as possible, and the parental influence is reduced because mom is reintegrated in the workforce. And I want to say how unfortunate that's his perspective. In a response column published by the Christian Post, and then here's the address, christianpost.com, News, Dear President Obama, you don't need to slam stay-at-home moms. Attorney Christy Burton Brown gave voice to how many have been reacting on Facebook, YouTube, and other channels. I hope you misspoke, but let me tell you how this comes across at stay-at-home moms. Brown replied to Obama. Now, of course, he misspoke, and of course, we can expect him to back the comments back. Hillary Rodham Clinton misspoke when she said, and she paused, and she kind of hemmed and hawed for a minute, and she said something to the effect of, now some of you think that corporations and businesses produce jobs, however, and then she went on to say, certainly one of the most stupid things she's ever said, concerning the idea that they don't produce jobs. And then later she had to back the comment back. And of course the president will do the same thing here. I hope you misspoke, but let me tell you how this comes across as stay-at-home moms, Brown replied to Obama. You're telling us that the money we earn is more important than our kids. You're telling us that leaving the workplace to stay at home isn't a choice American moms should be making. She continued, as a stay-at-home mom myself who is also an attorney, let me tell you that I want to choose my children, my kids, over my career. I honestly don't care if missing two decades in the workforce means that I'll never make as much as a male attorney over the course of my lifetime. My kids, that is, people, are much, much more important than my money, mere possessions, and my choice is just as valid and just as equal as the choices of the single mom who needs to find a quality daycare and a high-performing school to put her children in. Molly Hemingway, senior editor at The Federalist, acknowledged Obama may not have meant the insinuation that women should send their kids to preschool rather than stay at home, but she still argued the president is missing the larger point. All right, what is the larger point? Putting the absolute best construction on this statement, we might say President Obama misspoke, Hemingway wrote. Perhaps he meant to say he doesn't want mothers to have to choose between staying at home and lower future wages. I mean, he didn't say, I don't want mothers forced to make this decision. But we could imagine he might have wished he said that. Nonetheless, Hemingway argued, even if that is what Obama meant to say, it reveals he doesn't understand how economics works. When I had my first child, I traded the money of my newspaper job for the far greater value for me of time spent with my totally awesome daughter, she reasoned. It would not make sense for me to be paid for newspaper work I didn't produce, and had I wanted the income more than the time of the child, I could have made that decision as well. People are free, you see, to make the decisions that works best. She also suggested the president's comments reflect the general disdain many women feel from leftists who communicate a mother's choice to stay at home is somehow an affront to feminism. And that's really the larger issue, that the value of the person is based on the economic contribution that they bring to the family, as opposed to the immeasurable contribution stay-at-home moms bring to the family. And of course, this is not intended in any way, shape, or form to slight those that are doing both in quite remarkable ways. But let's face it, the president has a responsibility to respect the choices that all Americans make, even the right-wing homeschool America, which seems to be the entity that perhaps he disdains the most, quite unfortunately. She also suggested the president's comments reflect a general disdain many women feel from leftists who also communicate a mother's choice to stay home is somehow an affront to feminism. And let's face it, feminism flies in the face of the Christian worldview. The two cannot coexist. She says, I hate the suffix of shaming, but if we're going to use it for looking for askance at a teen girl dancing like a Kardashian at school, we can certainly use it for the type of rhetoric that shakes heads at women trading income for care of children, Hemingway wrote. Every time you look at us with disappointment for our decision to stay at home with our children, that's what you're doing. People also do it with women who choose to provide for their children in other ways. Neither is a good look. But it's particularly disappointing to see some of those bad traits in a speech from the president. Fuller context of President Obama's comments from the transcript can be found online at the White House website. Here's an excerpt from it. Too often parents have no choice but to put their kids in cheaper daycare that maybe doesn't have the kinds of programming that makes a difference in a child's development. And sometimes there may be just not be any slots, or the best program may be too far away. And sometimes someone, usually mom, leaves the workplace to stay home with the kids, which then leaves her earning a lower wage for the rest of her life, and that's not a choice we want Americans to make. So let's make sure this happens. By the end of the decade, let's enroll 6 million children in high-quality preschool, and let's make sure that we're making America stronger. That's good for families. That's also good for children, because we know investing in high-quality early childhood education makes all the difference in the world, and those kids will do better. So we need family leave. We need better child care policies. We need to make sure that women get an honest day's pay for an honest day's work. Now, here's what's amazingly ironic about what the president said. In reality, according to the Washington Post, dated July 1st, 2014, the average male White House employee currently earns $88,600, while the average female White House employee earns $78,400, according to the White House data released Tuesday. That's a gap of 13%. In 2009, male employees made an average of $82,000 compared to an average of $72,000 earned by female employees, also a 13% gap. So the reality is, after 4 years of the president being the boss in the White House, the gap between males and females earning in the White House has not changed even a single percentage point. And so when he says we need to make sure that women get an honest day's pay for an honest day's work, dear Mr. President, why don't you start in the White House? Thanks for listening. Have a great day.